Namaste everyone. Welcome to our first ever podcast in Nepal Talk series. Today, in front of me, I have Mr. Sanjeev Adhikari from Heaven Himalaya. We have some queries with him. Welcome, Mr. Sanjeev.
Thank you, Mr. Panchanga. Thank you for having me here.
Okay, without any loss in time, we are starting our series. Okay, Mr. Sanjeev. Since there is the craze about Everest Base Camp trek, what is the main reason behind it?
The main reason behind people walking to the Everest Base Camp trek is it is the base camp of the highest mountain in the world. So it may be the major reasons people are flocking to the area.
Okay. What are the main important features that makes the tourists so attracted to this trek?
Thank you, Panchanga. Okay, I'll highlight some of the major features of Everest Base Camp trek. During Everest Base Camp trek, you hike to the Khumbu district of Nepal. Khumbu is an energizing place in the lap of Himalayas. We pass all around East Tram Trail to the Everest Base Camp with fascinating Sherpa towns and down the route. The other, it's a chance to get a few bits of knowledge on Sherpa individuals, their conventional culture and way of life. Also, the trail runs over the fringe of Sagarmatha National Park. Sagarmatha National Park is a recreation center that stretches out over a wide scope of geological and altitudinal district enhanced with assortments of vegetation and fauna. The most important thing about Everest Base Camp trek is we visit Namche Bazaar. Namche Bazaar is a vivid town in the lap of Himalayas. It is also one of the highest market town in the world. Further, since Everest Base Camp is so popular, many people travel to the base camp each year. It's because it is the base camp of the world's highest mountain.
Wow, it was very... Okay, without no delay. Since it is very a beautiful place to visit, many people are already attracted to it. It must be very costly, yeah? Right?
No, that's just a rumor. It's very cheap. Like you can visit to the Everest Base Camp with just $1,300 only, US dollars.
Wow, that's very shockingly cheap. Since it is already, we all know it's very tallest peak in the world, 8,848 meters. It must be very difficult to climb in the trekking. We have to travel high altitude, right?
This is the most asked question for me. Just people think that they should hike to the 8,000 meter. It's very wrong. We only hike to the 5,000 meter. We only hike to Kalapathar. Kalapathar, the highest point we trek in the Everest Base Camp trek is 5,550 meter. So it's a moderate trek. You don't need any prior experience. You just need to be fit, follow all the protocols, have enough energy, take enough gears, then you are ready to go.
Okay, so the maximum elevation we'll be reaching during this trek is only about 5,000 meters.
Yes.
And what is the best time? What could be the best time to do this trek?
Since Everest region is in the Himalayas, it's very cold out there. You cannot travel during winter. So, avoiding winter and monsoon, any other time is the best time to travel to Everest Base Camp. To be precise, March to May and September to December is the best time to trek to the Everest Base Camp.
Okay, so let's imagine it's summer time and me and my friends are coming for this trek. What point we will be starting from? What is the starting point of this trek?
Well, first we'll welcome our guests in the Tribhuvan International Airport. We'll take them to their respective hotels. You'll be living there for a night. Then after, the next day, you'll be flying to Lukla. So you will be starting your trek or walking journey from Lukla.
So the actual starting point is from Lukla?
Yes.
Okay. And how many days will it take for the complete trek?
It's all about your capacity of walking. Just some people complete the Everest Base Camp trek in just 12 days, or some take it for 14, or some do it for 16 days. We have a 14-day itinerary which starts from Kathmandu. On the first day, you will arrive in Kathmandu. You will be welcomed by our representative and you will be transferred to your respective hotel. The next day, you will take a flight to Lukla. Lukla is the starting point of our trekking journey. On the same day, from Lukla, you will reach Phagding. Phagding is just 2,652 meters in height. There, you will stay in a hotel in Phagding. On the next day, you will have a rest day. You will move here and around. You will watch the people playing. You will mix up into their culture. You just acclimatize yourself, be in a good state. On day 5, you will trek to Tengboche. Tengboche is 3,860 meters. You will be walking for 5 hours. And in Tengboche, you will stay in a hotel on that day. On the next day, you will again have an acclimatization day at Dingboche. On the rest day, you will be trekking to Nagarjun and you will return. Nagarjun is just 5,100 meters in height. You will be walking for 6 hours on that day. On the day 8, you will be trekking to Lobuche. Lobuche is 4,910 meters in height. You will be walking for around 5 to 6 hours on the day. And you will stay at a hotel in Lobuche to spend the night. On the next day, you will be trekking to your dream destination. You will be walking to the base camp of the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. You will be walking up to 5,364 meters. That means you will be trekking to the Everest base camp. On the same day, you will return to Gorakchep and stay a night over there. Gorakchep is 5,181 meters. Till day, you will not see Everest base camp close from your eye. You just see very far away. So to have a close view, we'll hike to Kalapathar on the next day. Kalapathar is 5,550 meters. From Kalapathar, you will see the Everest base camp from a naked eye. On the same day, you will be returning to Feriche. Feriche is 4,210 meters. On the next day, spending a night in Feriche, on the next day, we'll be trekking to Namche Bazaar. Namche Bazaar is a vivid Sherpa town in the lap of Himalayas. The market usually opens in Saturdays or during holiday time. And there's also a museum, Sherpa Museum. You can visit there. You can learn their lifestyle. You can do some of the shoppings, local products. You can try their food. You will be staying at Namche on the day 11. On the next day, you will be trekking to Lukla. From Namche to Lukla, it will take about 8 hours. You will be walking for 8 hours on that day. The height of Lukla is 2,800 meters. That means you will be trekking down. So, on that day in Lukla, you will be staying in a hotel. You will be staying in a hotel room. You will enjoy the view. You will watch planes take off. You will be spending a lovely moment over there. So on the next day, in day 13, you will be flying from Lukla to Kathmandu. It's just a couple of minutes of flight, some adventurous flight. So when you will be returning to Kathmandu, you will be transferred to a hotel room. You will freshen up there and you will visit some of the streets in Kathmandu, like Thamel. You will buy some of your products which you would like to take as a gift to your family or your beloved ones. So on the next day, you will be again greeted by a representative from Heaven Himalaya. They will give you some of the farewell tips, or if you have any queries, you can just talk to them. So they will be taking you to the airport 3 hours prior to your flight. So this way, your Everest Base Camp trekking journey will end and you'll be returning to your home country.
That was a very good explanation, Mr. Sanjeev. Your itinerary sounds pretty interesting to me. So, listening to that Sherpa environment, the beautiful scenery, the mountains, I think it is very good place to visit, and I'm really dying to visit there. And what are the equipments and gears that will be necessary for our visitors for their basic requirements? What are the basic necessities that a tourist should bring with him?
Well, this is a very nice question. People doesn't pick up things very clearly. They just pack a thing for their normal hiking journey and they just come and they just regret about it. When deciding what goes into the bag, it is important to check out the characteristics of the trek which you are going to undertake and the season month in which you are coming in Nepal. The trekking packing list can make your trek best and sometimes worse if you do not pack all the things. So, for Everest Base Camp trek, you will need to pack some of the major hiking gears. Just example, for head, mask and neck, you will be taking sun hat with you. You will be taking a woolen cap, sunglasses, sunscreens, moisturizers, lip balm, face towel, scarf, neck gaiters. These are some of the things to cover your head, face and neck from cold. The next thing for upper body, you will need to take t-shirts. Windbreaker, rain gear, thermal inners, fleece t-shirts, fleece jackets, down jacket, because it's really cold out there. For your lower body, you will take undergarments, trekking pants. You must be very careful over here. The trekking pants must be stretchable, quick dry and water resistant. You may also take rain gear with you, and you will need thermal inner because it's really cold in Everest. Also, you will need to have woolen pants to protect you from the cold. For your hands, you will need outer gloves, warm winter gloves. For your legs, you will need thin socks for the day and warm woolen socks for night. Hiking boots, preferably I prefer Gore-Tex with spare shoelaces. Floaters, that means sandals. Knee support, it's optional. If you have some problem, you can bring knee support with you. Gaiters. And the other thing, some of the essential items other than this are your mobile phones and chargers, backpack and rain cover, duffel bag, padlocks, trekking pole, sleeping bag, personal medicines, your water bottles. Also, people forget to bring toiletries with them and they just get confused over here while maintaining their personal hygiene. So it's better to bring toothbrush and toothpaste with you. The facial soap and the shampoos you use, tissues and wet wipes. It's also very best to bring toilet rolls with you. You can find toilet rolls over here, but it's best to bring with you because you may not find somewhere in a guest house in Everest. Hand sanitizer. During this time, hand sanitizer is a must. Quick dry towel, anchor zips, and a basic first aid kit. This is the most important thing to bring. You'll need to have some of the basic medicines, early first aid kits. Other than that, you can bring thermoflask, portable water filter, purification tablets, earplug, and you'll need to bring universal adapter. This only works in Nepal. Only universal adapter works. Earplug, camera, memories and charger. I don't think I need to remind you about camera. Do I need to remind you about camera?
In this generation, nobody forgets about the cameras. And especially when someone is visiting this good place, nobody forgets, I guess. If he forgets, he must be a totally foolish person, man.
Okay, other than that, you may bring binoculars with you. You may bring a reading book to enjoy reading during morning or evening time. Watch, and you may bring some of the snacks that you prefer to eat during hike, and a pocket pen knife. It's not recommended, but if you bring, it's okay.
That's a hell of a lot of stuffs to carry. And remember also, since you talked before, the jackets, trousers, can we see the list somewhere?
Yeah, you can visit in Heban Himalaya website and you just search their important trekking gears and you will find it over there.
Yeah, and looking the situation, the corona is, we all know the situation about the corona. And if our visitors would like to visit at this point of time, can we, what is the situation right now?
Okay, the situation is not out of control like it was before. The vaccinations rollout are being rapidly carried out. The lockdown period has just ended. People are back to their work. Tourism has just reopened. So you may book your Nepal treks with Heban Himalaya. You just go to the website hebanhimalaya.com and you will find many trekking packages or travel packages over there. You may choose one of them and you are ready to go.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sanjeev. I guess this is it, that all the things you need, all the detailed information about the Everest trek. I think it's time to wrap up. Is there any last words that you would like to say to our viewers?
Okay, if you haven't visited Nepal, please visit Nepal. Nepal is a beautiful place. You won't regret. I bet you won't regret.
Thank you, Mr. Sanjeev. You have been a great person. And yeah, you mentioned something you want to say earlier.
Thank you, Panchanga. Thank you for having me here. Nepal Talks is going to be a wonderful podcast series. Best wishes for you for your upcoming series. And thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for your wishes, Sanjeev. Yeah, that's it. Bye, everyone.